And fill up sample PLTD 0 and create today's date is 02/11/2025. Dictation is for Vanessa Raimundo. Raimundo spells R-A-I-M-U-N-D-O. Vanessa spells V-E-N-E-S-A. Date of birth is 05/28/2018. This is a 6-year-old child accompanied by a mom here with pain in her throat, period. Mom said this has been going on for 2 days. Said she brought child in today because she started having a fever, period. She said child is tolerating fluids well, but solids is reduced, period. She denies child having decrease in activities. Next paragraph, review system. Mom said child has not vomited or had diarrhea today. Next paragraph, said child has not developed any rash since she's been having this throat pain. She reports a headache but denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, interactive with mom, moist mucous membranes. Patient is smiling. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 127 over 67. Pulse 132. Repeat pulse is 97. Respiration is 18. Temperature 99.3, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, anadematous, tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. No trismus. No change in her voice, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. She has tender bilateral anterior lymph nodes. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, nose, no discharge, no edema, no erythema. Nares are not congested, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness about correction, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial alerts, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Open parenthesis, positive strep, close parenthesis. Assessment number 2 is acute odynophagia. Number 3, fever. Number 4, headache. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic today: a strep, flu, COVID. A flu and COVID were negative. Strep is positive for a strep group A. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic: Rocephin, 500 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 5 to 15 minutes, then reevaluated. Reports no signs or symptoms of allergic reaction to the medication. The child says she's feeling a little better. Mom is comfortable with my discharge plan. She was given strict return precautions for a strep throat. She was advised to come to the clinic if child does not get better, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Child was sent home with the following: amoxicillin 250 milligrams /5 mL. Take 5 mL. TID for 10 days, number 1, 50 mils. Next medication, Motrin 100/5 mL. She would take 1 teaspoon TID PRN for pain slash fever, number 200 mils. Next medication, Tylenol 160/5 mL. She would take 1 teaspoon POQID PRN for pain slash fever. Mom was advised to increase fluids. and to keep child home from school until next Monday period. End of dictation.